Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, yes. Well done. Alice, 97.3. Good vibes and variety. Woo-hoo. It's the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Happy Tuesday, party people.
Happy birthday, Village.
Village.
Did you know it was his birthday?
I did. I sent him this old T-shirt. It's not an old T-shirt. It's a new T-shirt, but it has a video cassette, a regular cassette, and a floppy disk, and they're all like holding hands, and it says "Never Forget" the top.
Oh, cute!
I'm like, oh. He has a Village is a friend of mine. I knew his sister in grade school. And he lived, and he was the cool older brother.
Ah.
And
he is
so
cool.
He was so, so cute back in the day.
Why is he
so
called cute. Village?
His last name is Villa. Steve Villa.
And that so became Village.
He's Village.
It's just mangling
it's
people's
just,
names.
Just mangling people's
you
names.
You didn't go to high school?
Yeah, I know. I was stouter.
My wrestling coach called me Has None. I'm like, you dick. D, I mean. Whoops. And one of my friends called me Hanson, you know, because they always heard people mispronounce my name. And
who called you Cool Breeze again?
All Nobody. The people, yeah. all yeah. the time.
Never. Vinny,
you know
in the mirror.
Hey, listen, speaking of that, did you guys...
No.
Actually, finish Village, the Village thing.
It's over. I've known him for years. I love that guy. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Village.
I just wanted to mention this real quick, and this is the perfect time. Did you know gay marriage is still a thing?
Yes.
It's surprising, like, how many people, because I was just at a gay marriage.
Yes.
And I wanted to be there, and it was a freaking journey, but it was really because this person in particular has... You know, I've known her for a long time and I wanted to be there to support. Turns out I'm glad I went as well because there were people in the family that didn't go to that. Isn't that unbelievable?
That sucks.
And it's just their opinion and they, but I went, really?
I truly just feel like,
is that right?
Are people going to worry about their own ass? Just stop.
Well, I mean, I think you have the right to not go. I just didn't think anyone still did that.
Yeah.
In a scenario where this person is awesome and good in every possible way. You know.
I do. My heart bleeds. It's just how incredibly sad. For them, too. They're missing out.
Oh, well. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. But I was very surprised. I didn't realize that. I just thought I'd mention it real quick because it came up yesterday in sort of our... debrief.
I love the debrief.
And I, because I was in and out, man. I showed up, I weddinged my ass off, and then I was like, well, not as smooth as that brings me back to why I brought it up. The Cool Breeze thing is everyone did, but no one does anymore, thanks to you people.
Name one person who did.
All the people.
One, just name one of them.
I can, Billy.
No.
He didn't. You're right. But.
Febreze.
It doesn't matter. The point is, somehow among families, that is still a real thing. I just didn't know. I live in my own world, I guess.
Well, don't we all?
Well, you leave California and you're like,
it can slap you in the face.
Yeah, I go home. I get slapped in the face quite a bit from all the stuff.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I didn't leave home. I'm in the Bay Area. I was still in the Bay Area.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about, is
surprising.
I was still in my bubble.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh. So I was definitely like, really?
Yeah.
And what?
It's disheartening to hear.
It is. It was very surprising. But anyway, I just thought, I guess there's still more work to do.
Yeah.
And they did mention, actually, up there on the
altar.
Thank you. I'm like, pulpit? No, that's not it.
I don't even know what it's called technically. It seems
stand?
Like, it seems like they get up on an altar and
say something like that. Yeah.
You know what? Why doesn't Bob ring in? She should know.
Bob, what do you know?
Not much.
All right.
Oh, okay.
You look good today.
Oh, thanks.
Did you get out in the sun or?
My hair's dirty.
No, it doesn't look like it.
Thanks.
Bob just did every conversation with my dad. Everyone starts the same way. What do you know? Not much. Every time one of us says this to the other, we don't ever start a conversation without saying, what do you know, and not much. Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
That's just how it goes.
That's how we, that's exactly, first thing out of my mouth will always be, what do you know? And he's always, not much.
That's very endearing. I actually really like that.
Yeah, you got your little,
it is, yeah.
You have your thing. Right.
That's
little...
our thing. That's been our thing. Since, and I was a little kid, I hated it, because I'm like, I know a lot of stuff.
Not much.
What if say not much? Now I get it. I'm older. Yeah, not much.
If you ask my
don't
dad,
don't want
how,
no trouble.
If you ask my dad how he's doing, he always says, "So far, so good." So now I always say that.
Oh, well, isn't that the way?
It's cute.
We learn from our peeps.
Yeah, it's true. And there's a lot of rote stuff that we do. Not even just like within family. Like those are like specific to your little group of people. But I always think about how we ask how people are and you don't want them to answer you. Just like, say fine.
I love when my little neighborhood boy, like there's little boys in our neighborhood and I'll be like, hi, not much. They don't really have the...
I'm in an apartment building, so I run by people all the time, and like you always have that one, like I always, because I kind of tend to say, how you doing? Like, you know, how you know, I just asked, I didn't say it, and people were just like, hi, and I'm like, and it's okay. I didn't really want to know how they were doing. I just said it.
In that case, I actually think most people kind of get how you doing is just a way of saying hi, but I like saying hi to them, and they're not.
You too.
Have a nice flight. You too. Well, you're not going to have a flight.
I take that back. No, I get it. It's fine. It's just,
I
you know,
just think it's funny. They're still working their way through these little social interactions.
Well, at least they're saying something.
Yes.
They're not just blank faced.
Right.
What do I do?
Turn and run.
It's funny. It's like I watch so much British TV and I read so many like, you know, period pieces. And it's like the English have it down. Like there's just, they have a way of exiting a room and dismissing someone from a room that is just like, you know, the finality is there. I'm like, well, boy, if only you could, that will be all. If you could muster that and someone would be like, well, thank you for acknowledging that this conversation has ended. I shall now depart.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyway, these ladies from the pulpit, altar, stand.
Place where you get married.
Right, the front of the room. They said, real quick, it was a quick aside, but they said, because we, actually the lady who was doing the ceremony said it, because the ladies have seen, because we've seen long, hard fought rights taken away, these two were actually already married. They married back in December. And then the girls were like, hey, how you doing? Because they felt like we better get on the books in case something happens. Mm. And I
things
I
are
thought,
happening.
Well, that is an unfortunate reality. Mm. And it didn't make much sense in the moment because I just went, oh, there's a quick aside. Now I, after I've seen that some people boycotted it and didn't go, I went, oh, it's still a thing. Mm. Man.
Why are people digging in so hard right now?
I don't know. I really don't. I love you all, though. I really do.
I know.
Whatever your thing is, I that's the saddest part is I'm actually okay with you even not being for that. I wish you didn't have to be loud about it, but everybody do your thing. I'm not trying to force anything, you know.
I mean, it's a fine line. It's really, it is true. People should be allowed to have their own opinions, but the whole, I don't know.
I'm not trying to open that can of worms.
I know. It's really, it's just, I feel very disheartened a lot.
Well, don't. I mean, we can't.
It's hard not to.
I know, but you do what you can do.
Yep, it's true.
I just was surprised by that. I thought I'd bring it up real quick. So how are you?
I'm great.
Did you garden your ass off?
I tried to and started to melt.
It was hot yesterday.
It was really hot. And Mondays are not awesome days for me personally because I never sleep well but I am trying to avoid a nap. Because if I take a nap, now I'm really screwed and I'm kind of setting the whole week off wrong. So I got out there and I'm just doing some end of the summer stuff. But Mondays are also my, I do the bills and balance all the stuff. And then I do I get all the laundry done, which we have solar now. And
oh, that's in now.
It's been in for a while. So we have solar. And so at night, we could wind up pulling from the grid. So my solar is covered. Like I do laundry during the day now, which is kind of a little bit different. We used to save laundry for either super early in the morning or, you know, after it would get dark.
Oh, really?
Because you don't want to overtax the grid.
No, I understand.
The AC, I've always had cranking. Always. Yeah, I feel like there's a small thing I got to do there.
And listen, you were out there talking to the carrots. I mean, you did your time in the sun.
If only
you
I had deserve any the carrots.
What are you talking about?
No, I don't. My vegetables are. I did
what?
Cherry tomatoes this year, and I tried to plant watermelons, and they're still blooming. But I have like the tiniest little watermelon on there, and it's.
Like a one bite a watermelon.
Like just it'll definitely fall off and die like all the other ones did.
It's like grape sized and it won't make it.
And it's just not gonna. And plus it's so late in the season. I'm like, come on already. I planted cucumbers. That's the bed. Like I don't know what it is. I can grow flowers and shrubs. I got that down. I got a blueberry bush that does well.
But no.
I have avocados. I have avocados all over that tree now.
Oh, wow.
I know. Fingers crossed. If I get
you'll be the new Chuck.
I'll be the new Chuck.
Who's Chuck?
Chuck's
a guy.
Guy
who was a teacher for years and years, and he's since retired, but he was a big listener of ours, and every year he'd show up with just a bag of rock-hard avocados. You'd put
for
them
everyone.
For everyone. He'd just huge, like the ones, you know, the ones you pay $1.29 for or more at the mm-hmm. supermarket. Huge bag of them. Hard as a rock, and you'd put them on your, and one by one, you'd just test them every day, and they were just delicious. Buttery, nutty, bacony.
Thanks, Chuck.
Thanks, Chuck. I think Chuck still listens.
I hope he does.
Yeah. Occasionally I'll hear.
No, he definitely would text in all the time. So you might see him any minute now.
Did he used to say like teacher Chuck or old man Chuck or like?
It wasn't old man Chuck. He was teacher. He's a teacher, but an avocado Chuck.
Yeah, avocado Chuck, right.
But he's a guy who's now retired Chuck.
I'm super excited about my avocado tree though. Pat, who is a longtime friend of ours, he used to be in Wonder Bread 5, and he's just a, you know.
And the Flesh Weapons.
And the Flesh Weapons.
It was between them and Green Day, don't you know?
Yeah. Green Day lucked out somehow.
Shh. Those guys.
I know. Who's one or the other? So
the record company said, we're just going to close our eyes and point, and Green Day got the win.
Green Day for the win. Anyway, he has been trying for years to grow avocados, and he comes over to my house, and they're like in this really sheltered corner of the yard. They get sun all day, and they're like kind of protected, so they're doing well. And I've gotten a couple over the years, but this year, clearly the tree is like established and excited. It's like, I'm alive, and he's so jealous.
Well, and you're enjoying it
very much so. I mean, that's right, exactly.
Hey. Bob, pardon me for inside business, and I know we need to start soon. Did you change your camera setup here?
I did.
Okay, because I just noticed I always looked at that light. Now I'm looking at this light.
Yep.
Okay.
I was wondering because the light keeps turning red.
That's different.
That's okay?
I didn't change yours, yeah.
Okay.
It should be normal.
Okay. I've just never seen it go red before. Whoa. Yours goes red a lot?
Well, no. This one was mine, right?
No. We just moved yours over a little bit.
Oh.
Okay.
It's right in front of you.
No, I see it. I do. But it doesn't matter. I shouldn't have brought it up. Cameras. We're on a camera.
We're on a camera. In fact, we have a YouTube channel. It's Radio Alice 973, right? At Radio Alice 9. So you need the at symbol. Yes.
Can I ask the director one more quick question?
Of course.
You know, I have found myself leaving the house and gone, I wore that sweatshirt yesterday. I shouldn't wear that again today. And I don't know if you're like, can you mix it up? It looks like all of it came from one day. Do you care? You don't care?
You look beautiful today.
I know, but I ran back in the house for this jacket. I mean, actually, I don't know. I didn't mean to. I was trying to get to my point. I ran back in the house for this jacket because the jacket that was in the car I wore yesterday. Does that make sense?
I think it's fun to mix it up.
Okay, it's better. Got it. Then it was worth it.
I have also found that I am trying to rotate the stock because I would wear my NYU sweatshirt every other day. And I would wear my, I have that Ouija board one and I would wear
that. I like that one.
I like it too. I love that one. I wear it on the weekends all the time. In fact, last week, I think I wore it on Friday. And then didn't I wear it to the movie premiere?
Oh, boy.
I know.
Oh,
I wore it the whole day. I was like, F it. I love this thing.
And then you wore it again on Monday.
Yesterday?
No, I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I wear the same jeans. I'll wear the same jeans all week if they don't get dirty.
Well, jeans?
I know.
We've talked about this. We should start.
Okay. We can do it.
It's going to be so fun, you guys. Stay with this show.
I know.
We've got a...
We actually have a great show.
It's percolating.
For you today.
It's almost ready to serve. You're going to love it.
Goodness gracious. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco's Sarah and Vinny Alice Morning Show. See you in a sec.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.